you've heard it before. You know, you've been in a relationship a while, maybe a year or so. You've been having this really good time, or so you think. You think things are going well. And then one day, out of nowhere, your partner dumps you. Boom. Just like that. I mean, you start calling them up afterwards. You're asking, what did I do wrong? Can we get back together? Asking your common friends to help facilitate a meeting. Maybe they'll see the light. It's not happening. He's just not that into you. And we feel your pain. You might say the BPP and NPR cohabitated. We were in this domestic partnership. But then NPR dumped us and told us to be out of the house by Friday. So for some help, we turned to Liz Tuchillo. She's a co-author of the best-selling book, He's Just Not That Into You. She wrote for Sex and the City, has a new novel called How to Be Single. And Liz, since you're basically a relationship aficionado, we thought we'd ask you about some tips for our recent breakup from NPR. How
Yeah, I'm
are
really
you?
sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are handling it well. I just hope you're not eating too much or going out drinking too much.
Both of those have happened so far, from what
Oh,
I
I'm
can
so
tell.
sorry.
How do we face up to the fact that NPR just wasn't that into us?
Well, I think sometimes you just have to really, you shouldn't make excuses for NPR. You should really just, ask what you did wrong. You should just know that sometimes, two people or two companies or two entities just, weren't meant to be. And you have to sort of make peace with that, I think, and just try to move on to the next thing.
You know, what's interesting is your book was really about empowerment in a lot of ways. It's something that was referred to as don't waste the pretty.
Yes.
Can you explain that concept and how it might apply to us?
Well, it just means that, all the time that you spend, sitting there wondering what you did wrong, what you could do to get NPR back, what's wrong with you. You could be out there having other people meet you and want you. And so all that time that you're worrying about this other, worrying about NPR, you're wasting your pretty. Or in your guys' case, maybe wasting your smarty.
Thank you. Now, the staff submitted questions for you because in your book you have a lot of Q&A between young women who are writing about, this guy, I really liked him, and now he doesn't call me. Here's one. It says, we were effectively in a long-distance relationship with NPR. What could we have done to keep the spark alive? We're in New York, and NPR headquarters are in Washington, D.C.
I think that the truth is that many long-distance relationships don't work out because, human beings need to be in contact with each other to remind themselves why they love each other. So perhaps, it's not that there was anything you did wrong. Again, maybe just it was not meant to be because of distance.
This is another one from a staff member. They're all anonymous, by the way. Can we still be friends with our exes, NPR's friends, or is that awkward?
I think that for a while you should really cut off all communication with NPR and NPR's
Okay.
friends until you feel that you can truly go back to be friends with them without really underneath it wanting them to ask you back.
Now, what if I'm getting mixed messages? Your ex says he'll call, he really wants to see me, but he never does. I guess that would be called freelance work. I'm not sure.
I think it's really true in all seriousness. I haven't actually able to use he's just not that into sort of theory in business in the sense that, it's really true. I mean, it's just the same with business. So that if they are interested in your idea or your screenplay or whatever it is, they will get back to you very quickly. And if they're just playing around and sort of interested, it's going to take a while for them to return your phone call. So it's the same.
What if you're with somebody and you ha seem to, be a little bit different? I mean, we were a lot younger. We were the young, maybe trophy date for a while. Even trophy dates hurt when they get dumped.
Yeah. I think you realize that maybe people really do just follow, that they really do usually end up following their old patterns. And again, not to take it, so personally, and just know that they would just have to go back to their old ways.
Your book also talks about not making excuses for being blown off, whether it's in a full-fledged relationship or after a first date. What kind of excuses do people tend to make for being dumped, and why do they do it when it's so obvious?
He loved me too much. He was afraid of commitment. I reminded him of his mother. He hadn't gotten over his ex-girlfriend. You know, those are the big ones. The people love to go. You know, he's afraid of intimacy.
He's afraid of commitment.
Afraid of commitment. He was afraid to get hurt. You know,
those kind of things.
Yeah.
And finally, say we still really, really love NPR. You know, kind of like the best friend that became a boyfriend before
mm-hmm.
you hooked up.
Yeah.
Can you keep the friendship?
Yeah, I think in this case, you know, because you don't have to really, you know, be seeing NPR. It doesn't have to be in your face. I think that perhaps there is a way to, you know, take from NPR what you still love and try to, and then just sort of, you know, leave the rest.
Can you suggest some sort of mantra, something that we can hold on to as we come to grips with the fact that this place that we all came to work just wasn't that into us?
Oh, my gosh, that's so sad. There'll be a better NPR out there waiting for you guys.
Liz Tuchillo is the co-author of the best-selling book, He's Just Not That Into You. Liz, thanks a lot for your help.
Listen, I'm really, all my best wishes are coming to you guys, hoping to get through this difficult time.
Thank you. How much I wish I could tell you what Pashman just said.